Take the bass line out.
Welcome back. It's The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck. ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. We're brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown. It's Hip Hop Hump Day.
And you know what? This is awesome. As I always say, we're so lucky to talk to the people we get to talk to doing this show. Because otherwise, nobody would talk to us. I mean, I think.
I mean, in real life, in I don't real talk life, to anybody except,
nobody talks
you know,
to
YouTube
us.
Before the show.
But when you have a show on ESPN Radio, people talk to you. Yeah. But Wesley Woodyard's not one of those guys. Because he would talk to us. He's a great guy.
I bet he would.
He would. He has before. Maybe not to you, because he doesn't know you. But that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
So when we have a chance to talk to the great Wesley Woodyard, we jump at it. And it's for a great reason, too. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Sean and Jeremy. How about you guys?
We're awesome.
We're good. Let's get right to this, because this is really exciting. Everybody knows. By the way, Wes, I do a golf show every Sunday morning called Backspin Golf here on this station.
Okay.
And we'll have you on, and we'll talk more as we get closer. But we want to talk to you about this. There's a shotgun scramble, a golf scramble at the University Club of Kentucky on Friday, July 23rd. And this is all to benefit the 16 Ways Foundation. Talk to us about the 16 Ways Foundation and what this is all about.
Thanks. You know, we're a 501c3 organization, a nonprofit organization. Started mainly me and my cousin Derek. He helped raise me in my upbringing, and he saw the need to, you know, there's something missing in our community. Me, myself, being a product of his hard work and pouring into kids that really he's not wanting anything out of them but just to be positive citizen, positive role models. So we formed 16 Ways about 10 years ago, 10 or so years ago, and we've just been working in the community. We have a lot of programs in Denver, Colorado, Kentucky. We also have some in Georgia, a track program in Michigan. We have a few national-ranked track players in there. So we just mentor and work with kids year-round in every way we can, you know, just try to affect them in a positive way. We're in their lives.
You know, it's so great. And as we all know, it has never been more important than it is right now.
Oh, yeah.
With everything going on in the world and in our communities, it's never been more important. And for some, you know, all of us around here obviously know you because of your great football career. I mean, you're in the Kentucky Hall of Fame. You had 12 years in the NFL, and great years. I mean, you were a great football player. But
I appreciate it.
But, you know, this stuff, this is the real stuff, what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah, man. So many people get beat down about doing work in the community. But this is, for me, this is what I was born for. This is something that, you know, I majored in college, but more importantly, I think it takes everybody to try to change the world. It's the same thing in sports. If you're on a football team or a baseball team, that word team goes a long way. It's not just one person winning the game. Everybody else has to do their job, has to do their part. So it's the same thing with the community. Everybody has to pick up a piece of trash. Everybody has to put down a brick you know, everybody has to pour down concrete to make the foundation stable, and that's the same thing in life, man. And that's what we got to get more people to do. And that's why 16 Ways is a great, great foundation for me, because we challenge not only our kids, but we're challenging adults to get back in the community and do work as well.
So with this, the golf scramble in July, do we still need a lot more teams? If someone's interested, but they don't have necessarily three other people that they could get a foursome together, how would someone go in? And if you're just by yourself, can you go in, or would you get added to a group? How would that going to work?
Yeah, you know, you guys can visit 16ways.org/golf-scramble. You know, like you said, you can register as an individual, you can register as a team, you could be a meal sponsor or a host sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're one of those guys that, you know, that show up and just want to get out of the car and play some golf and have a great time. Come on, man. We'll put you with a team. You might get lucky. You might get filled with me. I'm telling you, I'm ready to carry a team. You know, maybe a couple holes I can carry the squad. But other than that, you're going to have a great time, and you're going to be around some people that love to do work in the community. And again, it's all about being like-minded with like-minded individuals trying to change this world. And that's what we're all about.
Right. Where did the name 16 Ways come from?
Of course, you know, that came from my football numbers. Come on, man. You know,
okay.
I was a beast.
No, but I thought
was a beast on the field. I had to be a beast.
All right, now hold on. I thought maybe there was something more to it than the number. I get it.
It definitely came from our football numbers. We're a little cheesy organization. We say one way can't get it. We got 15 other ways. You know, that's 16 ways, but definitely from our football numbers.
Okay. All right. Now here's my next question. 12 years in the NFL plus your time here at UK, you delivered a lot more hits than you took. And, you know, great linebackers do that. Great football players do that. How are you able to play golf? I mean, seriously, golf is a very physical sport, Wes. I don't know
not
if
many,
you know this.
Not many 12-year vet linebackers are out there playing golf.
Look, I don't know. I guarantee you, if you watch me play golf, I don't even know if you would call it playing golf. Is what I'm doing.
We must play the same kind of golf then.
Yeah.
Hey, we can hang out. We can hang out anytime on the golf course. But no, you know, it's funny because it's a different form of game. Like in golf, man, it's all about just finesse, letting the clubs do the work.
Yeah.
In football, it's all manpower and grit and hustle and heart. Out there, it's just, hey, I'm going to pick up a club, I'm going to swing it, and try not to do too much, man. But I tell you what, man, I'm the worst golfer in my household. My wife hit a hole in one at Bay Hill.
Wow. At Bay Hill?
she runs. Yes. She hit a hole in one over at Bay Hill, hole 14.
It's wow.
So I was there. It was a great feeling, but imagine being the terrible golfer in the household and having to hear that and see that plaque every day.
And trying to follow, if you're there with her, to follow up that shot where you're like, great, yeah, I got no chance.
That's awesome.
No chance.
No,
not only is my wife right in everything, yes, you have to be right in golf too. Come on.
She's got that hole in one that she can hold over you too.
That is tough. Now, I just wanted to ask, how closely are you following what's going on here with UK football now since you've been gone, since you've got a little extra time on your hands? Are you paying attention to what Coach Stoops has got going on here?
Oh yeah, man. I'm a huge fan of Coach Stoops, man. Him, Coach Summerall. You know, a lot of those guys I still have a chance to talk to every now and then, but I'm amazed at what he's doing with that recruiting process, that process, and bringing in guys that not only, you know, hey, I want to go to the next level, but more importantly, they see what the mission is at hand, and that's putting Kentucky first. That's, you know, making this a top-notch program. And, you know, Coach Stoops, man, he's taking off, man. He's going to be one of those coaches that we look back in the future and be like, wow, you know, he's one of the best coaches to ever coach in the SEC, and I think he has the tools, he has the right guys around him, and again, he has the support from the athletic director, and I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's already one of the top, I'd put him in the top three coaches here at UK all time.
Right. Oh, easily. Easily.
Behind, obviously, your guy.
Hey man, I'm gonna stay out of that, but I'll definitely stay top three. of course, Bear Bryant being one from his time here, or where you could say, I don't really know. But
yeah,
anyway, but Coach Sue's doing a great job, man. I think he one of these days. Like I said, we're gonna look back and we'll be saying he was one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the history of Kentucky and in the SEC. So he's doing great things. But it takes kids and it takes people to believe in the program. And that's what they're doing. Everybody's bleeding blue. That's a real thing. Like, you walk around in Nashville, where I used to live at, everybody's driving around with Kentucky Big Blue Nation. Even down here in Florida, where I'm at, it's still Kentucky sign. So that bleeding blue, man, that's a real-life thing. And
it is.
Good to see. Yeah, it's good to see it.
It is. What about the NFL with what's going on in the NFL?
The old Titans. I
mean, you know, yeah, your Titans, look out.
Hey, man, I saw what Kendrick Perkins today said, that the Titans are winning the Super Bowl. So, but I tell you what, man, that's going to be unbelievably scary, and it's going to make it a lot easier for me to sit at home. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, man, but those guys, Julio, oh, my goodness, the addition to that team, man. I tell you what, man, they got some pieces to make them very fearful coming on Sundays and Monday nights and Thursday nights. So they're doing some good things, man, getting guys in there. So I'm excited to see them this year. I'm definitely going to go check out a few games this year.
Well, and then you got your other former team, the Denver Broncos. They're going to have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they're getting Aaron Rodgers. Have you heard?
Hey, are they serious? A few days ago, I was like, man, where would Aaron Rodgers go? And they were anywhere he would go there immediately, Super Bowl team. But a team that he goes, and just the whole organization is going to buy in around him. And Denver was the only place that I could think of that be like, he would leave Green Bay and immediately they're going to be contending for the Super Bowl as well. So yeah. I hope he does go there. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, that's well,
some of those games too.
You know, all these talking heads, we kid around on the show every day about how ridiculous it is that for the last 3 months or 4 months, they've been talking about it and nobody has any idea what's going to happen. But they keep saying, you know, well, Denver, you know, he might go. And nobody has any idea what's going to happen with him.
Nobody.
Nobody.
But I tell you what, that situation, him going to Denver, he has Judy, Hamler, the other Pro Bowl receiver too, Noah Fant at tight end.
Yeah.
They have some weapons, man, and that's where he wants to go. The offensive line, of course, they just lost their starter tackle, but still, they have the pieces in place to make them a scary offense, and that's where Aaron, he doesn't want to go anywhere where he got to rebuild, where he has to get four or five different targets that, you know, that never played a snap of football, NFL football. He wants guys that, you know, proving themselves. I think that would be a great situation for him, and then Luck to sit back and learn from one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, and it'd be a lot like when Peyton Manning went there.
How crazy would that be for Denver to get?
Let's get two Hall of Fame guys there like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it'll be a freaking wall. I can't even get it out. Peyton Manning, Elway.
Yeah,
that'll be a crazy Mount Rushmore quarterback out there.
Yep.
Wow. So you were teammates with a guy in Tennessee, Derrick Henry. I'm always curious, though, who was the one guy, the one running back or anyone that you saw that if you knew you had to go up against them and tackle them, or you knew that was either the fullback, running back, who was it that you just dreaded when it came close to Sunday? I mean, Derrick Henry's one now that everyone's like, I'm not, this is a business decision. So who is that guy for you?
Okay, let me see. I really never feared anybody. Let me just say that. But I will say this. In college, let's see, No'Shawn Moreno was one I knew I had to shop
up
for.
Good one.
In the NFL, I would say Leonard Fournette is a guy that's very hard to tackle. And I would go back my old school, Jamal Lewis. That was the first game I ever started, and I had to tackle and bump heads with him. But I would say, man, a guy that probably most people never really even pay attention to would be a guy named Chris Ivory.
this dude
here runs with his lunch pail in his hand and his hard hat on his head. He comes to take names.
He played for the Jets.
Yeah,
he played for the Jaguars and the Jets. Yeah. He trucked me one time. I still made the tackle, but he landed on top of me. So I got a hit from a truck. And I got the fall from the weight, so.
All right.
I would definitely say he's suffering.
All right. Again, and we'll keep talking about this. We still have some time. It's this great golf scramble taking place on the 23rd of July at the University Club. We all know how great that place is. And it's you and the 16 Ways Foundation. Everybody can register at 16ways.org/golfscramble. I'll be getting in touch with you, and we'll have you on Backspin Golf, too, in a couple weeks, maybe, and we'll see. Just get everybody we can out there, okay?
Oh, man, I would appreciate that so much, guys.
Okay. You're a great one, Wesley. Everybody's a fan around here, but none bigger than we are.
Thank you so much, man. It was great to talk to y'all, man. Go Big Blue Nation.
Go Big Blue. See you, Wes. He is a really cool. cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's one of my, and I'm not supposed to play favorites, I'm supposed to be objective.
Yeah.
One of my favorite guys to ever come through UK.
Yeah, and I would agree.
I didn't remember he was the guy, the video of the Titans when they were walking out of the tunnel in Detroit, and he picks up the little kid that's the Lions fan and gives him a high five and carries him. Yep. I didn't even put two and two together, and I was like, that's who he is. Oh, yeah.
We had him live with us, you know, sitting with us. Mm-hmm. I want to say maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago or... Anyway, he was fantastic. Yeah. He was just—he's an
awesome guy,
wonderful human being. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, our buddy Emilio San Martin. We'll talk some baseball. Maybe I'll ask him a golf question or two.
Got to ask him about Spider Tech.
I don't want to talk about that. I've said this on the show.
Yeah, but
don't bring it up.
We say the word baseball now for the next few months. We have to say that word.
I know, but we talked about what happened yesterday with the Yankee. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I am not sure how to answer that question.
I don't know how to respond. Yeah, to
I don't know how to respond. This is ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Parrish and Georgetown. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phone.